Study shows exposure to household chemicals can lower odds of getting pregnant. Mega Doctor News, by University of Massachusetts Amherst. Newswise, exposure to phthalate, a group of plasticizing and solvent chemicals found in many household products, was linked to a lower probability of getting pregnant, but not to pregnancy loss, according to research by a University of Massachusetts Amherst environmental and reproductive epidemiologist. The study, published this week in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives, also noted an association between preconception exposure to phthalate and changes in women's reproductive hormones, as well as increased inflammation and oxidative stress. Phthalate are ubiquitous endocrine disruptors and we're exposed to them every day, says lead author Carrie Nobles, assistant professor of environmental health sciences in the School of Public Health and Health Sciences. Phthalate are found in such common products as shampoo, makeup, vinyl flooring, toys and medical devices. People are exposed primarily by ingesting food and liquid that has come in contact with products containing the chemicals, according to a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention fact sheet. Nobles and team analyzed data from a unique cohort of women in the preconception time to pregnancy study known as EGER, Effects of Aspirin in Gestation and Reproduction, which evaluated the effect of low-dose aspirin on live birth rates. The study includes detailed information on 1,228 participants during 6 menstrual cycles when they are attempting to get pregnant. The women who became pregnant were followed through pregnancy. We were able to look at some environmental exposures like phthalate and how that relates to how long it takes to get pregnant. There was detailed data for each menstrual cycle, so we had a good handle on the date of ovulation and the timing of pregnancy when that happened, Noble says. The body breaks down phthalate into metabolites that are excreted in urine and can be analyzed. The researchers measured 20 phthalate metabolites in urine samples taken when the participants enrolled in the study. We found there were 3 parent compounds that seemed to be most strongly associated with taking longer to get pregnant, although we saw a general trend toward it taking longer to get pregnant across the phthalate we looked at, Noble says. As exposure got higher, we saw more and more of an effect. The researchers also looked at a global marker of inflammation, C-reactive protein, and found the women who had higher levels of phthalate exposure also had higher levels of inflammation and oxidative stress, which can lead to organ and tissue damage and ultimately to disease. In addition, women who showed higher levels of phthalate had lower estradiol and higher follicle-stimulating hormone across the menstrual cycle, which play an important role in ovulation and the early establishment of pregnancy. This profile, estradiol staying low and follicle-stimulating hormone staying high, is actually something that we see in women who have ovarian insufficiency, which can happen with age as well as due to some other factors, Noble says. Ovulation just isn't happening as well as it used to. While women can check consumer product labels and look for phthalate-free options, the ubiquitous nature of the chemicals makes it difficult for an individual to control their exposure. In Europe, certain phthalate are banned or severely restricted in their use, but the US has no formal prohibitions. Noble says the research findings add to the evidence that phthalate exposures have a negative impact on women's reproductive health and can be used to help inform policymaking. Maybe we want to think differently about our regulatory system and how we identify important exposures that are having adverse effects on whether people can get pregnant and have a healthy pregnancy, Noble says.